Hi, I'm Russ Simmons with Freeze Frame, KKFI's weekly look at the newest cinematic fare in theaters and streaming. When is a video game movie not a video game movie? When is the true story of a race car gamer who became a real race car driver? Gran Turismo stars British actor Archie Madekwe in the unlikely story of Jan Martinborough, a PlayStation racing aficionado who, against all odds, morphs into a successful pro. David Harbour and Orlando Bloom play the Nissan team leaders who mentor and sponsor him. Gran Turismo is a garden variety underdog story turbocharged by some electric racing scenes. A game cast makes the best of an iffy premise in the smutty teen sex comedy Bottoms. Rachel Sennott and Io Edebiri play lesbians who start a fight club in their high school as an excuse to hook up with cheerleaders. While some may consider it to be campy fun, Bottoms is a hit-and-miss farce that's never as clever or edgy as it thinks it is. In the biopic Golda, Oscar winner Helen Mirren plays the late Israeli Prime Minister Golda Meir during the tense days of the 1973 Yom Kippur War. Mirren is solid, as always, but there's something missing here. Golda is a workmanlike and well-produced film, but is a sluggishly paced drama that isn't quite able to capture the tension of this grave historical episode. Liam Neeson continues his late career string of action movies with Retribution. He plays a financier who's blackmailed by an anonymous caller who's placed a pressure bomb under his car seat. Will he figure out a way out of this tense situation while fleeing the suspicious police? Retribution is a boilerplate thriller undone by some eye-rollingly preposterous plot elements. Well, that's it for this edition of Freeze Frame. Until next time, I'm Russ Simmons with Fox 4 and KKFI-FM.
Freeze frame!